family relationships. An ancient spiritual teaching says there are three kinds of children. The best kind is healthy, smart, well-behaved, loving, and kind. Parents are proud of this kind of child and feel very blessed to have them. The second kind of child presents a lot of problems for the parents. This kind of children may not have good health, perhaps even suffering from chronic or life-threatening conditions. This kind of child may always argue with and never cooperate with the parents. The parents may make great efforts to help such children, although some of these children may appreciate it. Many of them do not. They continue to fight and not cooperate. The parents feel very hurt. They try very hard to transform their children, but have little success. The third kind of children can also receive lots of love and care from parents, but this kind of children do not respond at all. They are often totally aloof, although sometimes they may fight back. Their unresponsiveness makes everything extremely difficult for their parents. As soon as they grow up, they leave. These kind of children do not appear to have a close relationship at all with their parents. Of course, there are many other kinds of relationships between parents and children. Whatever the nature of the relationship, I always like to ask why it is the way it is. I always want to figure out the underlying reason for many things. In the early stages of my life, I couldn't figure out why different parents had different relationships with their children. Many parents even have very different relationships with each of their own children. Harmonious with one child, but disharmonious with another child. I finally figured out the reason for this when I highly developed my spiritual channels in 1993 and 1994. How did I figure it out? Spiritual images told me. Conversations with the spiritual world taught me. When I saw a good relationship between parents and a child, I asked the Akashic Records why. When I saw a bad relationship between parents and a child in some families, I also asked why. When I observed extreme challenges between parents and child, I asked why. From all of my observation, experience, and spiritual communication, I can summarize the key wisdom and knowledge about relationships in one sentence. All relationships are related with karma, especially the husband-wife relationship. Think about your life. When you grow up, you find a boyfriend or girlfriend. You may have a great relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend. You may have found your right partner right away. But many people on Mother Earth have such complicated relationships with their boyfriend or girlfriend, husbands or wives. These relationships can cause great sufferings for many people. You may be with your partner for a while, then you become unhappy with each other. You separate, then you may decide to make up and get together again. Later, you may separate again. Afterward, you can be so bothered in your mind and heart. You could be very angry. You could be heartbroken. you could be hurt for many years. Someone else may seem like a perfect partner. You may dream of being together, yet you never have the opportunity. Why are relationships so complicated? The answer is straightforward and clear. Your relationship with a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife in this life is related to your relationships with that person's soul in past lives. If you had very harmonized relationships in past life, then it is very easy for you to be harmonized in this life. If you had struggles with each other in past lives, you will probably struggle with each other again in this life. Relationships between parents and children follow the same principles. Generally speaking, you and your children were related in a past life or lives. If you have very nice children, the first kind I described earlier, you treated them very well in a past life. They come back to give you their appreciation as your children. Some children, such as the second kind, could come to your life and bother you so much. Generally speaking, you did something wrong to them in a previous life. Some children, the third kind, you can give such love and so much heart to. Yet they do not respond. They grow, they leave. It seems they forget about you. Again, the Akashic Records and the Divine showed me that this kind of situation happens because you owe them from a past life. Then in this life, they come as your children. They ignore you. You pay your debt to them in this way. These are the insights I have learned from the Divine and Akashic Records. The true cause of blockages or blessings in the relationships between husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, and the parents and the children is karma related. Therefore, you can transform your relationships. The principle is very simple. Apply unconditional love and forgiveness. To educate the children, this is vital to not spoil them. Even if you are wealthy and you can give your child many material benefits, do not spoil them. Educate them well. As parents, you must be a very good example for them. Children follow the parents. If the parents fight all the time, it will affect the children very much. It will deeply influence their hearts, minds, and emotions. If children do something wrong, do not think this is a small issue. If you do not correct their small mistakes, big mistakes will follow. Therefore, correct children's behavior right away. If children do something wrong, even if they speak a wrong sentence, point out to them with love in your voice. Clearly guide them on what is wrong with their speech. Tell them how they can correct it. Tell them you forgive them and the next time they can do better. I do not suggest that you give your children too hard time when they make some mistake. Do not shout or yell at them. Instead, speak in a very soft and loving voice. You will receive much better results this way. This is important to correct children when they are small. Discipline them. At the same time, love them. Children absolutely understand your love. Love melts any blockage and transforms all life. We know karma issues. Love and forgiveness can transform karma. Let me share a major spiritual secret. To enhance your family relationships, do it at the soul level. For example, suppose there are 6 people in your family: your spouse, your parents, your daughter, your son, and you. How do you do soul communication for your 3 generations of one family? If you spend 5 to 10 minutes per day doing the following soul communication practice, you could receive remarkable results to harmonize your family. Let me review this secret practice now. Sit in a meditative state. Call a soul conference. Call the souls of your parents, your daughter, your son, and your spouse. Dear soul of everyone in my family, please come. Be with me. Let us share love with each other. Let us offer forgiveness to each other. Let us harmonize all of our relationships with each other. Then chant silently, love for the whole family. 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 Forgiveness 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 for the whole family. Harmony 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 for the whole family. How, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please return. Practice for 5 to 10 minutes per day. The longer, the better. How does this technique work? When you call the souls of your family members together, you are holding a family soul conference. When you chant love, forgiveness, and harmony, the frequencies of these qualities will bless everyone's soul. Soul is the boss of the human being. As you work at the soul level, many blockages in your relationships can be transformed on the spot. After this kind of soul conference, you could be very surprised at the results. Even if you have very good family relationships, you can and should do this soul conference regularly. It will help to maintain the harmonized relationships in your family. This is a simple, practical, and powerful technique for harmonizing the family. If you have major challenges in your family relationships, invoke your divine soul of divine harmony, downloaded to you as you listen chapter 2, to bless yourself and your family. Do the following simple and powerful practice. Dear my divine soul of divine harmony, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please turn on. Please bless and harmonize my family relationships. I am very grateful. Thank you. Then chant, divine harmony soul transforms the relationships of my whole family. Divine harmony soul transforms the relationships of my whole family. Divine harmony soul transforms the relationships of my whole family. Divine harmony soul transforms the relationships of my whole family. How, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If your third eye is open, you could be amazed to see your divine soul of divine harmony come out from your message center and go to the souls of your family members. It shines incredible golden light to remove the dark areas in the souls of your family members. Remember the soul secret. When dark areas of the soul are removed, transformation can be instant. Workplace relationships. If you would like to improve your relationships with your co-workers or your boss, you can use the simple techniques I shared with you for transforming personal and family relationships. If you are the manager or leader of an organization, or if you want to improve your relationships with all the employees, call a soul conference. Here is how. Start by repeating the sacred healing number 3396815 three times in Chinese. 3396815 3396815 3396815. I learned this number from my spiritual father, Master Guo, and first shared it in my book, Zhineng Medicine, in 1996. This number is a spiritual code that will serve humanity for 15,000 years, the entire soul light era. To chant this number three times is to connect with and make a calling to the spiritual world. Next, say, I am calling all souls of my company. Please come. Let us share love and forgiveness with each other. Let us transform our relationships. Thank you very much. Then chant 3396815 for 3 to 5 minutes. If your third eye is open, you could be surprised by what you see. You may see many Buddhas, holy saints, and the healing angels come right away to bless all souls in your company. Many dark areas could be removed instantly from the souls in your organization. These dark areas are spiritual blockages among the souls of the people in your organization. Then close with how. How, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please return. This technique is extremely simple. Its power is beyond comprehension. Practice it. Experience it. Benefit from it. Physical interaction and conversation with your colleagues, employees, and the boss are also important. The spiritual world and the physical world support each other. Yin and Yang join together. However, if you do soul transformation first, transformation of your relationships at work will be much, much easier. If you try it, you will really understand the teaching, wisdom, and practice that I offered here. Relationships among organizations. If you would like to transform the relationship between your organization and another related organization, call their souls. Dear souls of, call the souls of the organizations. Please come. This is what we want to accomplish today. Speak to them. Exactly as if you were in a physical meeting. Their souls will listen to your words very well. If their souls get it, their minds will get it very easily. Tell them how you want relationships among organizations to transform. Be specific. Then invoke one of your divine soul downloads to assist and bless the transformation you have requested. For example, dear divine soul of divine peace, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please turn on. Please transform the relationships among these organizations. I am very grateful. Thank you. Then chant, divine peace soul brings peace to all these organizations. Divine peace soul brings peace to all these organizations. Divine peace soul brings peace to all these organizations. Divine peace soul brings peace to all these organizations. Practice for at least 3 minutes per time. The longer, the better. Then say, how, how, how. Thank you, thank you, Thank you. Please return. Relationships among cities, states, and countries, and among heaven, earth, and human beings. What is the final goal of the soul-led era? It is love, peace, and harmony for every city, state, and country. It is love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. How can we accomplish such a huge task? Let me share a soul secret for transforming the world. The Divine taught me this technique. I have thousands of students worldwide who are doing this every morning. As soon as they wake up, they spend 5 minutes doing this soul transformation practice. Dear soul man and body of every city, state, and country. Dear soul man and body of every planet, star, galaxy, and universe. Dear soul man and body of every human being. Dear soul man and body of every animal on Mother Earth. Dear soul man and body of every soul in all universes. I love you all. Please join hearts and souls together with me to sing the divine soul song, Love, Peace, and Harmony, to offer blessings to humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Dear divine soul transplant of divine soul song, Love, Peace, and Harmony, download it to every human being and every soul of all universes. I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please turn on to offer blessings to humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. I am very grateful. Thank you. Then sing Love, Peace, and Harmony for 5 minutes. Lula, lula, li, lula, lula, la, li, lula, lula, li, lula, lula, li, lula, lula, li, lula. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Tao is the way. There is an ancient secret. Tao is within life. Anytime, anywhere. Whatever you are doing and whatever you are thinking, mild with Tao. Tao has no time and no space. Tao is in any moment and any place. To do this soul transformation practice is to practice the Tao. I have guided my students to practice and chant in this way for 5 minutes as soon as they wake up, and to chant anytime, anywhere during the day. I have students all around the world in different time zones. A divine soul transplant of the divine soul song Love, Peace, and Harmony has been downloaded to every soul in all universes. These countless divine souls are pure servants and bless and transform every soul. In this practice, we turn on these souls to allow them to serve. As a result, this divine soul song is shining on every continent, but this is only the beginning. The soul frequency of divine soul song, love, peace, and harmony, will transform humans' consciousness. Do not think this is a simple soul song. If all humanity chanted this divine soul song, if all souls chanted this divine soul song, no words can express the power for life transformation. Soul power is the power of the 21st century. Soul power is the power of the soul-led era. Divine chanting and divine soul songs lead soul power in the 21st century and in soul-led era. Divine soul songs can transform every aspect of your life. Divine soul songs can transform the consciousness of humanity. Divine soul songs can transform all souls. Divine soul songs can enlighten all souls. Divine soul songs can enlighten all universes. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you.